There's been a significant decline in the number of people willing to go to West Africa to fight Ebola. That's according to the U.S. agency that oversees many healthcare volunteers. International aid groups blame the drop on the mandatory quarantine rules implemented by New York and New Jersey last month. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Aid groups say they could see a difference as soon as New York and New Jersey announced the new rules.
Once the restrictions were issued, we definitely had people who said, I'm going to have to back out.
Margaret Aguirre is with the International Medical Corps in Los Angeles. The group has about 30 healthcare workers volunteering in West Africa. She says deployments for Ebola can last 6 to 8 weeks at a time because of all the safety training that's required.
Many of these people are volunteering their time, and to be able to ask them to leave their work and their families for that, you know, long stretch of time, plus the 3 weeks, the 21-day quarantine, that's just prohibitive for people.
Aid groups say the number of volunteers is off significantly since the rules were announced, and now there is some data to back them up. The federal agency that handles applications for medical personnel volunteering to serve in West Africa has seen those applications decline by about 17%. Matt Herrick is a spokesman for the United States Agency for International Development.
In the days following October 26th and these announcements, there was an unquestionable drop-off. And unfortunately, that decline has continued.
New York and New Jersey implemented their rules after a healthcare worker in New York City tested positive for Ebola. Dr. Craig Spencer has since been treated and released, with no further Ebola cases reported. The governors of both states say the mandatory quarantines are needed to protect the public. Here's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in October.
Your first and most important job is to protect the health and safety of the people who live within your borders. And the fact is that we're doing exactly the right thing.
There could be other explanations for the drop-off in volunteers, including the upcoming holiday season. But public health experts believe the mandatory quarantine rules are mostly to blame.
The word is out on the street that if you go, you're at risk of losing your liberty for 3 weeks when you get back. And people don't volunteer because of it.
Lawrence Gostin teaches public health at Georgetown University Law School. He points out that Ebola patients are only contagious when they're showing symptoms of the disease, and he's worried that quarantine rules for those who aren't sick may ultimately hurt more than they help by discouraging volunteers.
I call this a kind of misguided self-interest. We think it's in our self-interest, but in fact, it's probably harmful to our own interests.
Public health experts say it's in everyone's interests to end the Ebola epidemic at its source in West Africa, and that's going to take a lot more volunteers. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.